And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs hardly seem to have possession of their own house, what with the affairs of Molly's two protégés, Edward Way and Orianne Leland. At this very moment, in the Goldberg parlor, among the simply homely things that make up the Goldberg home, the very elegant former wife of the ex-prisoner is facing her former husband. There's a whole world of bitterness, anguish, and hate between them. Listen.
Well, what do you want, Margaret?
Wouldn't it be politer to ask how I am first?
How are you?
Not very well.
You look just the way you always did. What do you want?
I want to see you.
Well, here I am. Is that all?
No, Edward. How is your new business?
That has nothing to do with you. What do you want? What are you doing here in Larkinburg?
I said I came to see you.
I have no reason to see you, and I have no desire to do so.
Am I annoying you?
Yes. And you've annoyed my friends also.
Your friends?
The people here. That was a childish trick, calling up all through the night.
That was a childish trick, not answering the phone.
I told you before, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you.
That's why I'm here.
You mean if I did want to see you, you wouldn't be here?
I don't know. You haven't changed much in 3 years. In fact, you look healthier.
I had less on my mind after you divorced me.
You like cigarettes?
I don't smoke anymore.
You certainly have changed.
Margaret, if there's anything you want, say it. Do you want me to answer it?
I'll take it.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello? Yes? Oh. Yes, Dr. Cater. Well, just a minute, please. Hold. Excuse me.
Dr. Cater, for all again.
You haven't told me why you came here.
I just wanted to see you again. After all, Edward, we were husband and wife for a long time. It was a long time.
It was too long. You're still rich?
Richer.
Well, I'm glad to know it. And I suppose you haven't forgotten that it was because you wouldn't help that I went to jail.
You defrauded your investors, not I.
That's right. But you refused to help me.
That's right.
And I went to jail.
That's right.
Then perhaps you can realize a little of the abhorrence I have for you.
I do.
In the beginning, I used only to think of that. That you could have paid my way and kept me out of that devilish hole. But after a while, it kind of slipped my mind. And it's all true now. I don't even feel like getting back at you. If you will just stay out of my way, I'll be satisfied.
Perhaps I'm not satisfied to stay out of your way.
Perhaps you're not. But there isn't a thing you can do about it. We're utterly and completely disconnected. X everything. And it suits me. Besides, that...
Excuse me. Sorry. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater. Well, Orion is busy with David at the moment. Well, that's why she can't come to the phone. Well, Dr. Cater, can she call you back? Yes. So she'll call you back. Yes, she'll call you back, Dr. Cater. Bye. Excuse me. If you want something to say...
No, thank you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Excuse me, Mrs. Goldberg. Do we have to talk in this madhouse?
No. You can leave right away.
I'd like to have you take a drive with me. I want to talk to you privately.
I told you, if you have anything to say, say it here or get out. Just looking at you makes me remember the past. It makes it all alive and crazy again. And I don't like it. And I don't like you. It was because of you and your money that I tried to make money faster than an honest man should. It was you and your decayed social position and your money. It was because of you that I lived 3 whole years of my life in a room smaller than this one, night and day. night and day. Mind you, night and day. When you were outside.
Yes, it was all my fault, wasn't it? But you seem to be forgetting something else. I'm sorry you're not in that jail still. And I'm sorry I can't keep you there.
I'm out now. And you're through no matter what you want.
Oh, no, no, I'm not. I'm not through. You have a very convenient memory. And all you can recall are the wrongs the world's done you. The world and Margaret. But you seem to forget that I married you. An insignificant, unimportant, poverty-stricken office worker. I married you because I loved you. Because I was crazy. I was crazy, all right. But you forget what you told me long after. That you married me because you were ambitious and wanted to get ahead. You didn't love me. You didn't even like me. You just wanted to get ahead.
Sure I did. It was in the air. Everybody did.
You married me not for myself, but for what it could get you. You didn't care how I felt, what I wanted out of life. It was you all the time. You and your ambition to be important and great. Just like all the dregs trying to rise to the top. That's what you were. And that's all you are. Well, maybe you're through trying. But I'm not through paying for what you did. What have I got left? I'm an old woman now. And those years I lived with you were no better than the years you spent in prison.
Mom, the telephone!
I'll answer it. Hello. Well, it seems to me, Dr. Cater, that you were told that Mrs. Leland was busy. She's still busy, even if you aren't.
Who is Mrs. Leland?
Who is that on the phone?
No one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Who is Mrs. Leland?
It seems, Margaret, you don't like me and I don't like you. I can't think of a better arrangement for both of us than for you to stay away.
Who is Mrs. Leland? Who is she, Edward?
She's my partner in business.
In anything else?
Get out, Margaret, and stay away.
And let you push the past out of sight and let you pick up and begin again when I can't? No, no, not at all. You're the only one in my thoughts, Edward. Not because I love you anymore. That's been dead a long time, as long as I've been. But you're still alive in my mind, in me. I can't think of anyone else or anything else. I've tried, and I can't. It's because you humiliated me so. Because you used me as one of the steps in that gigantic fraud which is your whole life. Well, you're not going to pick up anyone and start again, even if she's a woman like this.
Shut up.
Make me. You're in love with her, aren't you? She's in love with you. What a touching romance. It's too bad I'm still alive, Edward, because as long as I'm alive, you're not through with me. And as long as I'm alive, there's never going to be another woman in your life. And don't you forget it.
The more Way and his former wife talk to each other, the clearer it seems that this is a case for none other than Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr. But, unfortunately, Chris is already in this case himself and as a patient.